This is KC5GOI, net control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. This net is called for training purposes only. Are there any stations at this time that have emergency traffic? Please come with break, break. Alrighty, no stations heard. The topic of tonight, as y'all have probably heard on the tracks, is going to be a critique of the April 23rd Skywarn net that we had. Some things that we hopefully are going to learn from and some improvements that the area's leadership intends to put into practice so we can improve on our existing nets. This is also based on some feedback that we received both from the city of Denton and from the head radio operator for the Skywarn effort at the National Weather Service office. At this time, I'm going to take check-ins from the area's leadership. Will all the assistant ECs please check in now?
85JOI.
Whiskey 5 Golf Mike.
Okay, I have 85JOY and W5GM. Any other assistant ECs on the frequency at this time? Alrighty, at this point in time, I'm going to take regular check-ins. All stations, please use phonetics. Please wait for the courtesy tone to drop before you issue your call sign. All stations, please come now.
William Able 2, Mike, Able Dog.
Whiskey 5, Tango, Fox, Victor.
Number 5, Romeo, United, Bravo.
Hello, Delta 5, Zulu, Yankee, India.
Okay, I have WA2MAD, W5TFE, N5REB, and I believe WD5ZYI. Next group of stations, please come now.
AD5MY, Alpha Delta 5, Mike Yankee.
Delta 5, Zulu, Charlie, Alpha.
Okay, I have 85MY and KD5ZCA. Any other stations at this time?
Whiskey Bravo 5, November, Zulu, Victor.
Kilo Delta Alpha.
Okay, I have WB5NZV and KD5KDA. Any other stations at this time?
Kilo Bravo 5, Papa Fox, Charlie.
ARES.
Okay, I got KB5PFC, and I heard another station in there. Other station, go ahead.
AN.
Delta 5, Mike, November up.
Delta 5, Victor, Victor,
okay. Okay, I got KD5MNO. Greg, if you can try the 517, you are very noisy in the 92 if you were going 92 direct. Other station that followed MNO, please try again. If you can, please use 517 if you're trying to go through 92.
W5GM.
Can you relay on that station, Jay?
Affirmative, that's N5, Victor, Victor, Sierra.
Okay, gotcha, N5, VVS. Any other stations at this time?
November 5, Whiskey Delta Hotel.
Alrighty, any other stations at this time?
W5FKN.
I apologize, Bob, I got you earlier, thank you. Okay, last station I heard was N5WDH. Any other stations?
A-R-E-S, net.
U5X.
NQ5X, any other stations? All right, I'm going to take that as a no for the time being, and given that this has been a postponed net because of the weather threat last week, I'm kind of not surprised that we're kind of slim on check-ins. This is a little off the beaten path. Here's the intent for what I want to do this evening. We're going to go over some issues that we had that came up Friday night. I've talked to the Aries leadership about some of these things, and we've got some recommendations and some criteria that we want to start to implement to try and improve these things. Then when we go through the list of people that have checked in, we are open to hear constructive criticism. The one thing I do request, because this has been discussed repeatedly, is I would like to stay away from any sort of disparaging comments against George. Performance issues across the board are going to be discussed this evening. I'm not going to try and cite any specific names, even though I may use some examples, and somebody may think I'm talking about them, but it's not directed that way. That's not the intention. This is KC5GOI Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. The first thing I'd like to bring up is pretty much everybody that checked in this evening was a part of or was listening to Friday night's net. I don't think I need to go into any details about how we all feel, how that generally went. I did have conversations via email with WB5QLD at the National Weather Service and with John Hudson at the City of Denton. I did not have an opportunity to follow up with any other agencies. Concerns did come up, reset. Concerns did come up about how well the overall net productivity was, the issues of where were we listening to specific, where were we focusing at all, things of that nature. There were problems with stations checking in. So I'm going to go down the list, and it's not that long, guys. First thing, the net was activated, was requested to be activated by the National Weather Service. I had talked to Mike, WB5QLD. He asked me on the air to try and start bringing the net up while they tried to get a hold of George by phone. This was a redundancy, deliberate, and as far as that was concerned, it went well. What we were handed off, just to reiterate, was the National Weather Service actually had a cell pop up on top of their office. Al Muffler, the lead forecaster out there, said, hey, there's a funnel cloud. This thing could go tornadic. And it went due north. That's not typical of the pattern, but that's the way the deck was dealt to it. I personally had 11 check-ins of all mobile stations, and we started sending them south to the area of maximum concern, and you're going to hear me use that term tonight. Okay. We had known tornadic threat. We had multiple spotters that were able to go mobile, and I'm stressing that, en route. One of the first problems that we had was stations that were not in the area that we were concerned about were checking in despite being, we told, guys, we have something that we are very concerned about. I need to send people this way, and this is where we need to hear from. Second issue that came up, spotters in the field were in the area of concern were having severe difficulty getting acknowledged by net control due to the non-priority traffic, but also we were not following appropriate repeater usage by letting the tone drop. We have people tailgating, stepping on each other, duplicates. When stations dupe on top of each other, collide, tailgate, it makes it very hard for any net control to keep track of that. Next thing is, we did establish minimum reporting criteria at the very beginning, but unfortunately, when net control was handed off, it was not adhered to, but we already were getting reports that were below minimum reporting criteria before it was handed off. Another item, spotters were not able to complete reports they were giving before somebody else tried to make a report on top of them. Last thing, and this on this particular topic, this is the biggest issue that we've had. John Hudson was having problems getting into the net due to traffic volume. The concern that the city had is the city of Denton is also responsible for Robeson Ranch, and this cell very easily could have gone their direction. The city's concern was getting information to make a decision on whether to blow the sirens or not. They were not getting what they needed to base that decision because of how things were going. Reset.
A-R-E-S-Net.
Okay, I've lined out some of the issues that came up, and they are not without possible solutions that I'm going to suggest, and I have talked to most of the area's leadership about this. We are short one participant tonight. At the start of the net, this is something we used to do a long time ago, something we kind of got off the practice of, but we need to move back to it, among other things. We needed to find the area or areas, because Friday night was an areas type event, plural. We needed to find the area or areas of maximum concern. Where do we specifically need to send people? It is going to be the recommendation that only mobile spotters, people capable of going mobile, that are capable of getting to the area of concern within a reasonable time frame, check in first. Net control has the authority to request only specific stations in specific areas with specific capabilities. Secondary operators that, while they may be in the area of maximum concern, can't go mobile, those would be stations that we call on next. The last would be stations that are not in the immediate area or are not able to go mobile at all. Those are the priorities we need to be looking at because we need to focus our resources into the places we need to go. The next item, the next suggestion is this: assign, enforce, and adhere to minimum reporting criteria. This is something that I know myself, Jay, have been getting a lot of requests for. This was something that the National Weather Service had suggested to us because their concerns were that we were not focusing on the severe weather. We were just taking in anything. So prioritization is where we need to focus. In the upcoming weeks, the Denton County, the Denton-Aries.org website is going to have how we want to classify the minimum reporting criteria. We're going to segment them in groups, whether it's going to be based on colors or urgent, minimal, something like that. We haven't come up with those guidelines yet, but you will see those happening. Next thing I want to address is the repeated collisions of stations trying to check it into the net, both in the area of maximum concern, but also in outlying areas where they were not under an immediate threat. adhering to the minimum reporting criteria is going to help us on that, but we also need to remember to wait for the courtesy tone to complete. I think everybody understands that when the heat is on, it's easy to get excited. We need to all remember, and this includes myself, and we need to stop, take a breath, you know, get our mind collected, because the next thing you're going to do is you're going to give a weather report. What we need that weather report to be is, you know, it needs to be concise. And here's how we would like to have those go. KC5GOI Net, control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. An example would be that your station would call into Net Control with his full call sign. He waits to be acknowledged. Once he's acknowledged, his report would consist of, first, his location. For those of you that attended the meeting last night, the National Weather Service said that they can handle either the MAPSCO grid or the a major intersection. It was inferred that if they do MAPSCO coordinates, there's a little bit of double translation that has to happen. For our purposes, and based on the city and county's request, we want your street intersection. Then follow up with your report. Reminder on hail size. Please do not use the term marble. Please use coin sizes first, then go to, you know, baseball, lemon, grapefruit, big as my, well, don't say big as my fist, because that depends on the group. After you've completed your report, go on ahead and give your call sign so you stay legal with the FCC requirements. If Net Control needs you to follow up, he'll call back for you again. All other stations, until that sequence is completed, unless you need to break in for an emergency, please wait for the reports to be completed and to be acknowledged by Net Control. Reporting an emergency, this is imminent danger to life or property. Use the term break. Wait for Net Control to acknowledge you. You can interrupt if you can override the whoever's talking with break. Our primary responsibility is to be assisting people and making sure nobody gets hurt or becomes a fatality. Next thing on the list is troubleshooting during active nets, troubleshooting your equipment. This seems to happen every year, and it happens multiple times. If Net Control says, W5GM, I can't copy you, you're sending either garbledygook or a tone or something like that, please take it off the net until you can get your equipment taken care of. It may be a setting. You may have to redo a particular menu, or you may have something a little more dire going on with your radio. Please take it off of the net for troubleshooting. We don't need to take up time troubleshooting equipment issues during a net. It will prevent us from getting traffic that needs to be disseminated out. The next thing that we're wanting to pay attention for, and this is a biggie, we talked to the National Weather Service last night about some of the things of how we can interact better with them and how they can interact better with us. The National Weather Service is going to come up with a standardized method of how they want to break into the nets, so it's across the board for all 20 counties that they can reach. The request from us is, if you hear specifically WX5 FWD, Whiskey X-Ray 5, Fox Whiskey Delta, that is the National Weather Service assigned call sign. You hear that call sign, everybody please stop unless it is justifies break. KC5GOI Net Control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. The last thing before I go for one more round of check-ins, and this is a suggestion. Gerald and I have talked about this in the past. It's been done in the past. What you can do is, if you've got UHF capability, or you can go off on Simplex without completely abandoning what you're doing on the net, if we've got, for example, I've got, say I have Phil, Eric, Dale, and Jay. I've got them all in a general area, and they're all wondering what they're seeing. If they get off on a simplex frequency or over on the UHF repeater, they can kind of discuss it among themselves until they decide that it is something that control needs to hear about. When the ECC gets completed at the fire station in Denton, we will try to monitor that frequency as well for non-priority traffic and also guidance. So if we've got the heat on and we need to focus on a tornadic threat, a large hail threat, and we restrict it to that, other stations can either go the simplex frequency, UHF, or if there's another repeater, we haven't checked for one that can cover Denton County that's not being used by another group for Aries or RACES, to coordinate on that frequency, and that can help us move people around without tying up the net when we have a tight crunch on for very specific criteria. At this point in time, we're preferring that you use the UHF repeater if you're UHF capable. Otherwise, 146.54 or 146.56. Okay. Currently, we are pursuing completion of the Emergency Communication Center over at the Central Fire Station. That's going to be a common point that the city has given us the opportunity to use. But something that we do need to emphasize is, while the city of Denton has been very gracious to us for providing facilities and various types of equipment, including Ecom 1, we still are a county-wide group. So I've talked with several people today, and we're looking to establish contacts again with Crum, Roanoke, the Colony, Sanger, so we can get the entire county involved. We're not just a specific city concentric thing.
A-R-E-S.
We are also looking for other volunteers to train and or assist net control. One person can't run this thing at all. I've tried it, and it's very, very hard to do. And I don't know how George did it, how he pulled that off for the almost 30 years that he did it. But the fact that he did it well up until recently was a big testimony to his capabilities. Anybody wishing to volunteer to train or to assist at the net control station, feel free to contact any one of the emergency coordinators, and we'll get you set up with, you know, tell you what's going to be expected so you can make a final decision on if you want to do that or not. KC5GO on net control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. Do I have any other stations at this time that would like to check in?
Delta 5 Whiskey Yankee Uniform.
W5 WRF.
Okay, I got W5 WRF, the other station. I got WYU. Can you give me your full call again? I need to get your prefix.
Sure thing, guy. KD5 WYU. This is Brent.
All righty, got you. Any other stations at this time?
Kilo Delta 5, Golf Sierra Whiskey.
Okay, I have KD5 GSW. Any other stations at this time?
A-R-E-S, net.
Alrighty, none heard at this time. This is KC5 GOI net control for the Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. I'm going to go through my list of emergency coordinators first for comments. KD5 GOI, go ahead.
Comments here, everything sounds good so far. KD5JOY.
Okay, I appreciate that. 85MY, go ahead.
No comments at this time.
5 VVS. Go ahead. N5 VVS, this is Net Control. Bill, go ahead. W5GM, go ahead.
Good evening to you, Guy, and to the rest of the net. Whiskey 5, Golf, Mike, and Flower Mountain. I think you did a good job of hitting all the high spots. One thing one small change I would have done starting the net is I would have gotten everybody to come at a medium rate and give their call signs phonetically with standard ITU phonetics, nothing unusual or DX or like. Let's see, past that, I like the idea of having the UHF machine for as a spotter intercom with not really for say a net control in there, even though once the ECC does come online, the 440 machine will be monitored by a second or third person at the ECC, and stuff will be able to be relayed, questions will be able to ask that, you know, maybe you shouldn't, or not quite as, not quite as important, you know, enough to maybe break into the main net. Anyway, good job. I think we're going to get this thing straightened up. This is W5GM back to net.
One thing I just want to make sure to reiterate upon is we will be, like I said, we will be employing minimum reporting criteria, and it would be greatly appreciated if everyone can adhere to it because I believe it's going to make it run smoother. I do not think it is the golden savior of the entire thing because there's multiple things that make up the net, but it's been the one thing that everybody's really been asking us to implement, and it's going to happen. That's not a suggestion. I promise it's going to happen. Y'all are going to see that. WA2MAD, go ahead.
Hello, Guy on the net. Thank the everyone involved in getting Mr. Bunning for the Weather Service again and helping us realize what really needs to be done. It's been long overdue, and I appreciate all your efforts in seeing that that takes place. It's looking really good. That's it for me. WA2MAD, thanks.
W5TFV, go ahead.
First of all, my apologies to everyone for the equipment malfunction the other night that you were referring to, Guy. I had no idea that I was transmitting tones. I checked in several times and nobody had mentioned it. And I believe W5 that mentioned it. And then immediately after his transmission, about 30 people had simultaneously tried to tell me. And thanks to Mike, KB5UKT, who told me what it was. Got it working right. And the way to do it, like you said, is not do it on the net, switch to another frequency or do something like that. Minimum reporting criteria, yeah, let's set that. And set this and saying guide and a couple everybody about called Aries management or whatever you were calling them. Now, we've got to have a system, but let's not make it a racist system that'll run people off. W5TFC.
Jerry, you chopped out a little bit on it, but I think everybody got most of what you were saying. I'm glad you mentioned the Dallas Racy system. It is not our intent. It is not our desire. We don't want to be anywhere near to the extreme that Dallas is. That may work for them. I don't think it's going to work for us at all. I believe this, and I think the rest of the guys do, that we can structure this thing out. We can give it a little bit more structure without getting to such a level that they use. And I think that'll make our nets, you know, it'll keep them friendly, but it'll keep them productive. Yeah, I was kind of using you as the example on the radio issue, but you just happened to reminded me about it. Last year, it seems like we had more people have radio problems. They were either ambivalent to it or they didn't care.
A-R-E-S.
You just happened to have been a reminder, so I appreciate that. Any other comments, Jerry? All righty, N5RUB, go ahead.
N5RUB, I just want to say thank you to you and all the emergency coordinators, and also I think you did an excellent job tonight on your critiques, and anyway, I was just glad that I could help, and hope I didn't create any additional problems. If I did, I'm sorry. And if I would be clear.
All righty. KD5ZYI, go ahead.
Well, here, thanks for the training that tonight. I really appreciate the feedback. I was just listening in last Friday night, and I certainly agree with most of your concerns.
All right, appreciate the check. And any other comments?
Nothing right now. I look forward to participating in a future net, though.
All righty, very good. KD5ZCA, go ahead.
Issues on it, other.
Back to you in a few moments when we get finished with the list. You're not quite holding 9-2. You might try 517 when you get a chance to come back on you. This is KC5GO on Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. WB5NZV, go ahead.
WB5NZV, good evening to everyone on net. A good net tonight, Guy, and I don't have any further comments.
Alrighty, and I'm going to issue a reminder. When you're finished with your, if you're finished with your comments, go on ahead and send your call sign. That way, you stay in your 10-minute window of identification and ending your transmissions when you're done. Appreciate it. KD5KDA, go ahead.
The only thing I would want to say is that I am not KD5KDA. I'm K5KDA. I haven't sent an email as to that, but I appreciate the training, and you're doing a good job on that, and keep up the good work. K5KDA.
I apologize for that. I wrote it down correctly, and I spit it out wrong. Sorry about that. Okay, KB5PFC, go ahead.
I haven't got anything to add. I should have waited before I started talking, and I bet you got cut off. So this is KB5PFC, and talk to you guys later.
W5FKN, go ahead.
Guy to net. Sounds like you've covered all the bases. I don't know if everybody at the meeting picked up one of those weather things last night, but if somebody would take and send everybody on the newsletter list, a list of the minimum reporting criteria and how to do it, maybe they could get the point across a little bit better. W5FKN.
Bob, I can probably do you one just the equivalent, if not a little bit better, or we'll stick with the equivalent. On the Denton-Aries.org website, on several of the links, the Basic Spotter's Guide and the Advanced Spotter's Guide are available in Adobe Acrobat. What I can do is make sure Don gets the links published in the next newsletter so everybody can go at it after their leisure. KD5MNO, go ahead. KD5MNO, go ahead. Alrighty, N5WDH.
I just want to say, doing a great job here on the training and everything. A lot of useful information here. And I want to apologize if I created any problems for you guys up there or down there Friday or Thursday, Friday when I was down that direction trying to help you guys. I appreciate it. N0WDH, we're out.
Okay, appreciate the check-in. NQ5X, go ahead.
NQ5X. Good evening, guy, and the rest of the net. Enjoy the net here this evening. Some new information for me, anyway. I guess we just have to get a little bit better. Anyway, no further comment. Y'all have a good evening. NQ5X.
This is KC5GOI, net control for the Dane County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Training Net. KD5WYU, go ahead. KD5WYU, go ahead. W5WRF, go ahead.
Good evening. Really don't have anything to add. Lots of good information. W5WRF.
KD5GSW, go ahead.
Hi, guy. Good critique of the activity last weekend. Nothing else to add. KD5GSW.
All righty, at this time, do I have any other stations that wish to check in? Okay, NSR, can you give me your full call one more time? I missed the first part of it. I need your prefix.
KD5NSR.
All righty, go ahead.
I enjoyed the meeting and everything. I'm new in the radio and everything, and I appreciate the training. I just like a little critique. I'm sorry I got in late, but I'd like to hear a little critique if I have been doing anything wrong. Thank you. ARESnet.
All right, I'm going to go back to our two rogue stations. KD5MNO, go ahead. Okay, Greg, you're still not making the machine. If you can try 517 one more time. Okay, Greg, you got enough to bring the machine up, and that's about it. You're pretty much all white noise, but I got you. KD5WYU, go ahead. Well, that gives us 20 check-ins tonight, and I appreciate everyone checking in. I want to just make sure everybody understands that we are going to try and improve what it is we have. We definitely do not want to get to such a structured point as what Dallas Racy's is. The suggestions for using UHF as a backbone, that is a suggestion to help divert traffic off of the main net. It's a good place to go to ask net control when we have somebody there, or the assistant to net control, hey, where do you need me? That's a question that the National Weather Service seemed to have been a little concerned about, that they heard a lot of that. That would be the appropriate place to go ask that question, particularly if we are focused on something, like if we had a funnel cloud. When we hear reports of a funnel cloud, guys, except for the people right there that can see it or in the immediate vicinity that should be able to see it, we're going to limit it to them until we know that threat is over with. So that way we can get the specific information related to the, you know, get it relayed to the National Weather Service. The city can hear it. The county can hear it. Everybody that needs to hear it, like TWU, UNT, the Colony, Sanger, Louisville, those guys are the ones that are listening to us. I appreciate everyone checking in tonight. The next training net is going to be the Tuesday before the club meeting, and that is going to be on May 18th. I appreciate, again, everyone checking in. The audio will be online by tomorrow morning if you want to re-listen to the net. It's about 42 minutes long. This is KC5 GOI Net Control for Denton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services, closing the net. KC5 GOI clear.